In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I had a friend in elementary school, Michael Tumulty was his name, and his birthday was on Christmas Day. And he always remarked that he thought he got gypped in terms of the presents, because he got Christmas presents and he got birthday presents, but he always felt somehow he was short shrift in getting them both on the same day. But he perhaps did not remember how wonderful it is to have your birthday on the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then we were in elementary school, so that's understandable. We don't lack for anything to celebrate today. Today is the second Sunday of Christmas. Today is Twelfth Night. Today is the eve of the Feast of the Epiphany. And we are in a brand new year. And so what shall we celebrate? Well, I suggest perhaps all of it. And that is a very, very good thing. So there are many options for the gospel for this particular day. I chose the reading that you just heard from Matthew's gospel about the well-known, very familiar, and much beloved story of the Magi going to visit the creche of the baby Jesus. But there's always some context and there's always some background to it all. And so we're not going to, into who the Magi were, whether they were truly kings, whether they were simply wise men, astrologers, astronomers, that sort of thing. What countries they came from. We do know their names. Their names were Caspar, Malachi, and Balthasar. One came from Arabia, one came from Persia, and one came from someplace else that I can't remember. But none of that's very important. What they were coming to do, coming to Jerusalem, was to worship Jesus, to come to Jerusalem. And yet, he was not there. And so Herod, the bad, evil Herod, hears what's going on, that these wise men want to come and worship Jesus. So he calls to himself all the chief priests and the scribes, and he wants to know where the Christ is to be born. And they tell him of the prophecy that the Christ is to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, as we hear, of course, in the gospel as well. And so Herod then calls the wise men to him, and he says, I too want to go worship, so you go on ahead and you find him first so that I too can come and offer and pay homage to him. Well, there was nothing further from the truth that Herod wanted. Herod was a very insecure man, a very, very greedy person, and he was afraid that this young child that was born king would be the one that would take his throne, that would take his power, that would take his authority away. And so he wants to not to go worship him, but to have him eliminated. And so the wise men go off, and the star goes ahead. Now, the star is not a character in the narrative, but it's a very, very important element. We just sang two of the most beautiful hymns in all of Christendom. And the focus of the hymns was certainly the Lord Jesus, but the star, because the star was a sign from God that led the wise men to the creche. Now, when I attended Christ Church in Alexandria, which was an old colonial church that had box pews and a gallery on both sides, we had a pageant every Christmas Eve. And across the front of the church, where the pageant would take place, there was a clothesline pulley. Anybody remember those, or you hung your clothes on and kind of pulled it up? And that clothesline stayed up there all throughout the year, and it was only used for the pageant. And this big star would be connected to the pulley line, and then when it came time for the star to lead the wise men to the creche, the star would move. Until it wound up in place. Now, all the years I was there, nobody ever oiled the line. So, So you had a little sound effect. You had a little, you know, you were looking forward to that, and everybody mused. It was a wonderful thing. So I don't think the star made any noise as it led the wise men to the creche, but nonetheless, it did. And they traveled through the desert and wherever they went to and arrived at Bethlehem. And there at Bethlehem, of course, they find the baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and they fall down and they worship him. And they offer him their gifts, those of frankincense, gold, and myrrh, the gifts of a king. And in a dream, they are told by Herod to depart from that place to in another direction and not to go back and tell Herod. Now, the part of the story you probably don't know is what happened after that. So evil Herod, evil Herod then is so angry that he was duped by the wise men that he calls for the slaughter of all male children 2 years and under. And so that is the feast of December 29th, which is the feast of the Holy Innocents, those children who gave their lives innocently so that the Lord Jesus would be protected. And then Joseph and Mary are told to take Jesus into Egypt to remain safely where they would then return. And so many moving parts to the story, the star being a central element, certainly the Magi, the wise men, but above all, the Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great humility came to us that we might share in his divinity. He came to us as a young child and yet a king. He came to us in the debt and darkness of night. He came to us to be that light that shines in the darkness, that light that shines in the darkness that is never overcome. And so on this, the second Sunday of Christmas, Twelfth Night, Eve of the Epiphany, in a brand new year, let us too come and rend our hearts and our souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us bring the gifts that we bear of ourselves to him. Let us worship him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let us begin this new year giving thanks to Almighty God for the blessings he bestows upon us, both individually in our lives and corporately as our parish here at St. Andrew's in La Mesa. For God has richly, truly blessed us in this place, truly has blessed us with a wonderful community, with a wonderful sense of God's presence, and with a wonderful worship that we have here. And I would ask you also to be thankful and offer up those blessings in your life so that we can move forward and offer them to the Lord Jesus Christ. So as you move forward into the new year, follow that light that is the true light, that is Jesus Christ, and hopefully the journey won't be but it will be wonderfully, wonderfully guided by that grace and that love and that light, which is never extinguished by the darkness of the world and the doubt that is out there. But it is only the gift of God, who is Jesus the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.